Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate a milestone a little bit later on this in our interview and our time together. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She is the leading expert on public policy for healthcare in the galaxy, and she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, so nice to be with you from Winter Wonderland here in Alexandria, Virginia.
I mean, you guys got hit with another, how many snowstorms have you guys had this year?
You know, Montgomery County says that it has sent out snow trucks this year more than 30 times.
Wow.
It's really crazy.
Holy mackerel, yes.
Oh,
and you say 6 inches. I heard you were going to get 8 inches.
It might be 8 inches. It looks like really heavy snow.
Well, oh yeah. Well,
just tweet some photos of it.
Well, hang in there. It's maybe this will be the last one. Hey, Grace Marie, it seems to me that, you know, all the things that the Republicans tried to do to get rid of Obamacare, to stop it in the beginning, to take it to court and to get rid of it there, to all the different things that they did that the House passed to try to repeal Obamacare, et cetera, seems to me like all they should have done is just stood around with their hands in their pockets and let the Obama administration dismantle it piece by piece. What do you think?
Well, you know, we really care about this country, and we knew, like our book says, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. We predicted most of this, Jim, in my book, and people didn't want to know.
You and I predicted it on this show 15 years ago.
They couldn't believe it. They thought, you people are crazy, saying all this. And it's worse than we said, because it never occurred to us they couldn't build a damn website.
Right. Exactly. Of all the things, it's a commodity these days is to build a website, right? And so,
and it's still, I mean, everybody says, oh, this website's working fine. Ask the insurance companies how it's working. They put all of the resources on people building the front door to this website so the consumer experience is better. And it's a nightmare to try to get information out to people. So to the
back end, the fulfillment part. You know,
We just built
a website ourselves this year, and it took 70% of what we spent on the website was spent on the back end, not on the front end.
And they spent
hundreds of billions of dollars on the front end, didn't get it right, and the back end still doesn't work.
Hundreds of millions, but that's right. And they
decided
to not build it. Well, let the insurance companies worry about the fact that the way that they're getting the information from this is completely a mess. In fact, the site doesn't allow. I have a friend who enrolled, tried to help people enroll, and he said, you know, this one family had twins, and they tried to enroll the twins, and they got the cards back, and only one of them was covered, and they said, what is that? And apparently the website cannot accept two people with the exact same birthday in a family.
Goodness.
So there's no way they can get it. And they're not going to fix it.
I know families with triplets.
Yes.
Wow.
Not going to work. That's just one example. And there's no way to disenroll. You put your name in here and you start to enroll, you can't get out. There's no exit.
Well, do we even know
consumer experience?
Do we even know how many people? We know how many people they tell us have enrolled. Was it something like 4 million people? But do we even know how many people have actually paid? And which is what the true test of enrollment is?
They will not tell us.
They won't tell us.
They have to know this because they just it's a bad number. If it were a good number, they'd give it to us. So the House of Representatives has sent letters to all of the major insurance companies participating, and they have said, we want to know how many people have paid and are now enrolled through the exchanges. So they're having to produce that data because Congress has asked for it, even though the administration very likely has it and will not reveal it. But when we do have data and surveys, it shows that young people are least likely to pay, no surprise, and very sick people are very likely to pay. So this is not good
The death spiral is coming to pass. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit right after these messages and a milestone that we're going to celebrate with Grace Marie Turner. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.